What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards, and welcome to the Soccer Comic Rant. This is the World Cup, pre-World Cup edition. If you're listening, you could be listening at allthingscomedy.com, SoundCloud, iTunes, World Football Daily, Libsyn, and we're not on Google yet. I don't think so. I pressed a button, so let me silence that button down. That shouldn't have happened all of a sudden. Yeah, I stopped the noise, but we're going to continue with this intro. And that just came out of nowhere, bro.
Yeah.
There was a delay, and then it just came through on the computer.
Yeah, that was just the samba music cannot be stopped.
Yeah, it cannot. That means good sign for Brazil and the World Cup. Before I introduce our guest, I want to say this podcast is sponsored by onthevolleyapparel.com. Go to onthevolleyapparel.com and you'll see a lot of dope ass gear there. They have gear for male and female. They can outfit your local soccer team, or they have some just great tees and tanks and hoodies with soccer emblems on them. Great hip hop designs, a combination of both. And it's just some cool ass lifestyle wear, and you can get it. Just use the promo code Comic Rant, you get 20% off. All right, and say what's up, everyone, to my homie and guest, Stuart Thompson. Stuart B. Thompson, what up?
That's me, man. Hey,
that's Stuart B. Thompson.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Ian.
No problem. When are we just gonna everybody just go by their Twitter handle?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I might have to just kill this.
Yeah, we might have to just get rid of that article. Yeah. That's
just won't stop.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it's an ad. Forceful ad. It's being ad raped over here.
Yeah, we're trying to be well researched.
Yeah,
talking about this World Cup.
And we got these pop up ads banging us.
Yeah,
like a dog humping us on a leg when you go over to your friend's house. Get off.
Come on, advertisement. Get out of my ear. Yeah.
So trying to sell me some shit I don't even know what you're selling.
I think that's how they must pitch advertising, like banner ads for websites. Is like, you know that pug that lives at your friend's house that won't stop humping your leg? Mm-hmm. We're going to be like that when you visit our website.
Yeah, we're going to pop up like that. Mm-hmm. And who wants to shoo away a cute, ugly pug? No one. So they'll listen to our ads and then we'll sell shit.
I can think of about several World Cup coaches that also look like that pug.
Oh yeah. Well, that Chetney and Lee that we just looked at.
Yeah. So we'll get into that pretty shortly. But yeah, I'm excited to talk about these games. I've been watching all these friendlies leading up to the World Cup. I'm just great anticipation.
Yeah, I watched a few friendlies too. I liked I like watching any Brazil friendly because you get to, it's like everybody on the Brazilian team is a winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so crazy. Even the ones coming off the bench.
Yeah, you know? they've got a deep line, and there's a couple defenders I'm not quite familiar with. I know Dani Alves is injured, so he's been replaced. So there's, you know, there's a little questioning about whether or not Brazil's defensive line is up to the challenge that they're going to be facing throughout this World Cup.
It's solid, man. Let me see if I can find their roster and see where you see these questions. Let me see. We're going to go look. Lineups unavailable because that's for a game.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So let me see if I can find teams.
Yeah,
and
I think
go to roster. Where's Brazil?
Group E. There you go.
Yeah,
I think their offensive line is incredible. You know, it's like, you know, like Barca with, you know, Suarez, and you know, when Neymar was there and Messi were there, like they had the three world class forwards. They have three world class forwards and then some. Their starting line is Coutinho, Neymar, and Gabriel Jesus, but they also have, you know, Firmino, who is sort of playing, you know, he sometimes subs in, sometimes he's playing on the wing.
I want to look at it official. Why isn't this thing giving me the the full roster. I'm getting team history.
I don't know. I'm not sure why.
Come on, Fox.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come
why
on, Fox. Soccer World Cup thing. Make this thing easy. What are you doing, bro?
Yeah, they could. Yeah, you think they would have this stuff set up? I mean,
yeah. Don't you know people have to podcast and talk about this shit? The fuck is the lineups at?
I think there must be some article. Maybe it could be in Fan Guide or something like that. I don't know.
Well, which defenders don't you know? Because I know all of them. Because it's just tough to watch like any top team in the world and not see Brazilian players. Like they have the defenders from PSG.
I know they have Marcelo and they have Danilo.
And Danilo used to be at Real Madrid. He's at Man City this year. They have Thiago Silva.
Yeah.
Is it Thiago Silva? I think
yeah. It's Thiago Silva.
And then his partner from PSG.
I know Thiago's been playing better lately and he's been holding things down. I know he was, he really has faltered.
It's not the best, but he's pretty good.
In the last World Cup. I mean, he was the captain of the last World Cup Brazilian team. And now he's not. He's relinquished that to Neymar. I'm forgetting the guy who replaced Dani Alves, but I'm going to I don't know. I don't have.
Hold on a second.
My faith in the Brazilian team is not gone just because there's one guy's injured. I honestly have them.
It would go for me if Neymar was injured, but they're good, man. I wouldn't worry about the.
I honestly see them as a huge contender to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of making sure that they connect the way they've been connecting in
Let's see. So Miranda from Inter. Mm-hmm. Marquinhos from Paris Saint-Germain. Thiago Silva. Romel from Paris Saint-Germain. Danilo. Philippe Luisa from Atletico. Marcelo.
Oh, that's
and the only one I don't know is Fagner.
Fagner, yeah, that's the guy who I think is replacing Dani Alves for the most part.
But they'll probably play. To be honest, Danilo will go before him.
Yeah,
and then they have Felipe Luiz, who's a back. I mean, this defense is one of the best defenses in the world. If I look at Brazil on all levels, they have one of the best defenses in the world because I recognize all these players.
Yeah.
And there's good defenders from other countries, right, whose names I won't recognize.
Yeah.
So when you recognize, there's defenders on Brazil that I recognize their name. They have more name recognition than forwards, mm-hmm. starting forwards, the 10 or the 9 on some of these countries in the World Cup. So I would say they're in the top 4 or 5 defenses, which mm-hmm. is a good area to be to win a World Cup. And midfield, they're definitely in the top 4 midfields for a World Cup.
Yeah, and Paulinho, he was injured for a little while and there was some question about his ability, but now he's, he seems to be in probably the best form that he's been in a long time.
Yeah, he went to Spurs and then he sucked there. And then he kind of sucked for a while and then he ended up in China.
Yeah.
And then Valverde from Barcelona kind of like, I guess he was making noise in China, but Valverde couldn't get Coutinho and got Paulinho and everybody was pissed. They're like, we just lost Neymar and you replace him with Paulinho.
Yeah.
And Paulinho comes through, does a great job in the Barcelona midfield, starts scoring goals, and boom, back on the World Cup scene.
Yeah.
He's playing for Brazil, and he's been... I love this guy's story, man, from hell and back. Not that China is hell. Well, if you trade in steel, yeah, it's hell, because we have tariffs now.
Yeah, and if you are a soccer player who wants to be at the top of your form,
yeah,
I don't think China's the best place to be.
Pays the bills.
Pays the bills, sure.
But,
and they are paying top dollar for players.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how Willian plays in the Brazil midfield, because I know he's a star at Chelsea, and but they're now he's on Brazil, and the Brazil, you know, everyone's a star, you know, everyone's a star player. So I want to see Willian shine the way he does at Chelsea.
So you believe in him at Chelsea?
Oh yeah, I do.
Why would you doubt him with the Brazil lineup? I never doubt Willian anywhere he plays.
I think there's an impetus for him to show up for Chelsea in the way that I don't know if he has to for Brazil, because, you know, Neymar seems to take most of the set pieces for Brazil,
right?
And that's Willian's job at Chelsea.
Not always, because Alonso does it sometimes and Hazard does it sometimes. He's on a team where he probably won't get the, you're right, he won't get the set piece opportunities, but
yeah,
he's going to be in the midfield. He's going to be playing good defensively, and he's going to be going forward. He had an assist or two in the game against Austria, and Austria has won, like, that hasn't lost in their last five internationals.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think he picked out Coutinho for the goal, or he picked out Neymar for the second goal, but yeah, man, he fits in.
Yeah, and maybe I'm just, you know, expecting more out of Willian than, you know, he might end up being a more subtle, or, like, you know, he's not going to be in the limelight, but he's going to be the playmaker for Brazil.
Playmaking is big for me.
Yeah. But I think it's not given as much of a limelight as, you know, the person who scores the goal.
Right, but he's very effective, and he can score. Let me just name their team: Casemiro, Real Madrid; Fernandinho, solid dude; Man City, Paulinho, solid; Barcelona, Renato Augusto; Beijing, Guan. So that's another Chinese. I think that's Beijing's China, right?
Yeah.
So somebody else from the China. Hey, if you're Brazilian and you want to, like, end up on a World Cup team, go to China. This shit might work out for you. Felipe Coutinho, Barcelona. Oscar might be done. William, Chelsea, and Fred, Shakhtar. And I think that's the Fred we just got him for Man U.
So, yeah, in this... Oh, for Man U. But this is not the Fred who was terrible.
No, hell no. It better not. No, this is a younger Fred. It's a new Fred.
New Fred.
New Fred, baby. New Fred, who this?
Fred 2.0.
New Fred, who that old Fred? Yeah, it's new Fred, baby. And forward line, probably one of the top three in the world. Forwards, Neymar. Never heard of him. Gabriel Jesus from Man City, never heard of him. Douglas Costa, Juventus, and former Bayern player. I think he's on loan at Juventus.
Yeah.
Never heard of him. Roberto Firmino, never heard of him. Just played in the Champions League final.
Mm-hmm.
Firmino might be. And say that one for me, please.
Tyson.
It sounded more complicated in my head, but yeah, Tyson. No,
what I do love about Brazilian players is that the nicknames that they go by are just sort of warped versions of, like, American nicknames, like prominent American. You see it a lot of times also with Peruvian names, where, like, you'll hear about a guy named, like, Rusbel, and it's like, and you read it, and it's like, oh, that comes from Roosevelt. Or you hear about a guy named, like, Washington. And I love it. I think it's...
Well, just the enunciation.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a Latinized version, you know.
So this guy's Tyson.
Tyson, yeah.
Right.
Or like when, you know, Hulk in the last World Cup, you know, it's just a guy who goes by Hulk. I think it's fantastic.
It's a built short guy.
Now, let me ask you this. How much playing time do you think someone like Douglas Costa, who is amazing, or someone like New Fred are going to get in this Brazil side?
New Fred might not get a lot. Like, it's tough to get in here.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I can see maybe, you know, they don't start, you know, someone like Casemiro could end up being someone who comes on later. I could see, you know, with the defenders, I can see it being a little interchangeable, with, like, you know, someone like Fagner and Danilo and maybe Felipe Luis and Thiago Silva and Marquinhos, I can see them switching people around as need be. But how much time do you think Tyson's going to get in this tournament?
I've never seen him play, so I don't know what he's capable of. So, I don't remember seeing him in any of the friendlies. So, to be honest, no idea.
And all these players
probably in the third game.
Yeah,
when
maybe.
They've already qualified, they already have 6 points.
Yeah,
and they want to try some shit out.
Rest
then you'll
people.
See some Fred, and you'll see some Tyson.
Yeah,
yeah,
I can see that happening.
But this is just top to bottom. Good team.
Yeah.
Want to look at Spain's roster. Let's look at the top. The teams we consider the top. Like, they're us. So, I'll punch in Spain.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Spain's first game is against Portugal, and I think that's going to be
That's when the real World Cup starts.
Yeah. it starts with game five.
Yeah, it does, because look, I was going to do this earlier, right? So, where is this thing? Go to Fox. Go back to Fox's fucked up, unhelpful website. Sorry, Fox, but you're not really helping me. Where is this, though? So, Brazil World Cup. So, we were there. The schedule. The full schedule, right? So, here it is.
Okay.
So, the first game is Russia, Saudi Arabia. This is World Cup 2018. It's about to start. The world has been waiting for 4 years to see the start of the World Cup. And people are going to wake up early on the East Coast at 11 a.m. And we're on the West Coast. We're going to wake up at 8 a.m. We're going to put on our clothes, come down to our living rooms, go out to bars, dress up. And they're going to present us with Russia versus Saudi Arabia. What a treat. Oh, I can't wait.
This is the battle of who can corrupt their way to a win.
Yeah. Who qualified last and who's only there because they're the host. Oh, amazing.
I'm just glad there's no voting booths at this game, because it could get ugly.
This is going to be ugly. This is going to be ugly. And I feel there's already corruption going, because you put Russia against a Saudi Arabia so that you have a chance of a win if you're the host country. So don't tell me nothing kind of, this is luck that you get Saudi. I'm going to pull up. Keep telling me your thoughts, and I'll pull up the world rankings.
I feel like this is the last will and testament of Sepp Blatter. That is, before I leave, please make it as ridiculous a first game as possible. I want the two weakest teams to go up against each other. And I want to have Iran laughing at them. Yeah. Right.
I mean, since Russia paid for the World Cup, they might as well throw it in the pay. Give us one of the teams we could beat.
How?
This is not a ranking. This is just...
No, that's just who these teams are.
How they qualify. World Cup rankings. I got Brazil. So who is this? This is...
These are power rankings.
CBS.
By CBS. And if there's anyone who knows soccer, it's CBS.
Yeah, exactly. They don't even show it. So Brazil, Germany too.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to keep scrolling down.
Brazil, Germany, France, and Spain is the top four. And that's a pretty reasonable top four to predict. I think Argentina is a little bit snubbed to say they're seventh behind Portugal and Uruguay. I know Portugal just won the Euros, and Uruguay's got...
You got to give Portugal some props for winning the Euros. They won a tournament that Germany and France and Spain were in.
Yes.
And Germany, France, and Spain are number 2, 3, and 4. So to put Portugal 5 is reasonable.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I understand why you would say Argentina is ahead of them, because Argentina finished second in the last World Cup.
Yeah. And I mean, But Argentina and Portugal are very similar in that they both have to rely on their star players carrying the team.
And I believe in Argentina's star player more right now than Portugal's.
Yeah.
And I believe in Ronaldo and I love him, but I just don't think his team is as good as Argentina. And I don't think he's as good as Messi.
Yeah. Cause I mean, Portugal has Bernardo Silva. And they if Renato Sanchez decides to show up, then
Is Renato Sanchez on there? Because Renato Sanchez couldn't even start for Swansea, I think, because Swansea got deported or relegated.
Right. But they got Pepe still, but Pepe's old. Argentina has Higuain. They have an old Di Maria, but they have a Di Maria who can set up these great plays. And it's just a matter of which star player can really carry this team through. I think it's dicey for either of them to win it.
They're not going to win it. You mean Portugal or Argentina?
It's hard for me to believe that either of them can win it.
I think Argentina has a better chance of winning it than Portugal, for sure. Yeah. Because they just need to get it right.
Argentina's back line has to figure it out.
And their midfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at their William Carvalho, Nani's back there, Adair.
Oh, Joao Mario.
Joao Mourinho.
Yeah, there's Joao Moutinho and then there's Joao Mario.
I don't know him.
Joao Mario?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, he plays for West Ham.
Yeah, I see it's West Ham, you know.
And then
Quaresma. Yeah. Bruno Alves, he's all right.
Yeah.
Cedric.
Yeah, Cedric has also proved to be a competent and, pivotal player in their system.
In their system?
Yeah. Right. But I don't know. So let's see where Russia ranks in this.
So we'll see where Russia. We're going down to Uruguay 6th, yeah. Argentina. That's what we're doing first, right? Belgium is 8th. England is 9th. It's pretty high. Colombia.
Above Colombia.
Is 10th. Yeah. I believe in Colombia.
I believe in Mexico more than I believe in England.
Nah, Mexico should not be 11. No way. Or should they be 11? Like, they barely qualified.
That seems.
I think maybe they won the group eventually. I don't know. I forgot. Out in group stages, but this is where people start seeing just how good.
Yeah, I mean, Mexico's got a tough draw. Like, because they'll probably come in second in their group, which means they'll probably have to face Brazil, assuming Brazil wins their group in the round of 16. Which it's a bummer for Mexico.
I'm not even going that far ahead.
But what's crazy is. Below them, we see Russia ranked at 12.
I'm not going that far ahead, but that's smart of you to figure that out. But, like, listen, hey, man, you got to beat these people like Brazil to win the World Cup anyway. So
yeah.
It doesn't matter where you meet them.
Yeah.
It's like some people get hung up on how far their team gets. But to me, it's understandable if you don't get past, if you just make it to what's the stage after the group stage?
It's a round of 16.
Round of 16. If you run into like a Brazil or a Germany, that's as far as you're going to get. Mm-hmm. You can't hope for them to be in another part of the bracket that suits you. For you to say, hey, we made it to the quarterfinals or the semifinals. You have to run into these teams.
Yeah.
It is embarrassing if you get knocked out by a shit team, though.
Yeah.
Or if you don't show up against a really good team and you have an embarrassing game like America did.
Yeah, or the fact that we lost to Ghana in the 2010 World Cup, it's like
Ghana's good. Ghana team was decent. They're better than America's.
Yeah,
or played better.
Yeah, they played better.
Yeah. So Russia is 12th. They shouldn't be 12th either on this CBS Soccer World Cup standing ranking thing. That should we should rank this ranking with other rankings and see where this ranking is.
Yeah,
because.
I think
Russia paid also.
Yeah, I mean,
or influenced. this 12 position?
CBS is basing this ranking off the fact that South Korea made it to the, you know, the semifinals when they hosted in 2002.
So why don't you wait? But they're not 12. I think Russia hasn't won a game in 2 years of qualifying. Not qualifying, just practice, just friendlies.
Yeah.
So you can't rank a team, if that's true, that hasn't won any games.
Yeah, for the, I mean,
12
for their first game, 2 years. For their first game against Saudi Arabia, it's a matter of if Akinfeev is willing to play well in a tournament.
Who's Akinfeev?
So he's their goalkeeper.
The Russian's goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Why does he have a Saudi goalkeeper's name?
I know, right? He sounds a little like, it sounds like there's a little bit of oil money in that name.
It's hilarious.
Akinfeev has been playing keeper for Russia, I think, for the last 2 World Cups. So he's been there a long time. So he's not only an older keeper, but he's also not played well in any tournament. He fumbles balls. He's on any blooper reel that you can find for World Cup flubs. And I just think it's, I mean, if he chooses to shine, then maybe Russia has an opportunity to maybe at least put on a decent showing in the group stage.
If he chooses to,
if he shows up
to not play with popcorn butter on his hands.
Yeah.
If he licks it all off, then he might have a good game or two.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think he has at least some reason to play better or to show up, because, you know, my feeling is if Russia doesn't make it past the group stage, it's hard for me not to believe they're just going to publicly execute them after their last game.
I don't think they'll do that. I'm more worried that they'll be like, you know, everybody go home, World Cup over, and play sore loser. Just take their ball, meaning the entire.
Oh yeah, like playground rules. Like, yeah, I lost, so I'm going to take the ball.
We shut the country down. Leave. Get out by this time.
Yeah.
And how is Croatia with Modric and
Rakitic? And Mandzukic and Perisic.
Like, below Russia. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, I think they mixed up their Eastern European countries.
Are they below 13th? Poland with Robert Lewandowski is below Russia.
Like, Robert Lewandowski could beat Russia by himself.
By himself. Yeah. Switzerland, who's played really good and is a really dark horse team and very dangerous. Like, last podcast, I didn't respect them as much, and then I watched a game with them, I think, against Brazil.
Yeah.
And they tied 1-1, and then they talked about how Switzerland was actually ranked above Spain in the world. Like,
oh, the world rankings?
Yeah. So this ranking is completely different than the one I heard about.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 15. Costa Rica is number 16.
And yeah, if Russia's not ranked last, does that mean Saudi Arabia is ranked last? Like, Denmark. Confused.
I didn't think Russia was going to be ranked last, but they shouldn't be ranked ahead of some of these teams. Denmark. Yeah. I don't care about Denmark. I don't know. I have a complete grasp of what they have or what they're working with over there.
I got Christian Eriksen.
Christian Eriksen.
Yeah, and Eriksen's been playing great at Tottenham. I can see him. You know,
it's one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Normally, Denmark has good technical players. Like, Eriksen's a good technical player, and Kasper Schmeichel in goal, you know, from
Leicester. I could see, I honestly think it's a toss up between Denmark and Peru getting second behind France in the group stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is in that group?
It's France, Denmark, Peru, and Australia. And
Australia ain't going nowhere, bro.
Yeah, I mean, Australia is
except, you know, down under.
Yeah, it's the only place they're going in every game.
Yeah. Free 3 points for everybody in the group.
They played great in the World Cup when it was in 2006 when it was in Germany, and I think they got snubbed by Italy on penalty kicks or on one penalty kick, but I think the. Since then, they have not had a great showing in a major tournament.
So they had just their normal showing, basically. When they don't have a great showing, it's just normal. Yeah. they're almost showing is not good.
Yeah.
Below average. There's Iceland, who did good at the Euros.
Yeah.
They knocked England out.
I look forward to seeing the entire country of Iceland at this World Cup. Yeah. I look forward to seeing them all show up.
You're right. Cheering.
Yeah, doing the thunderclap.
Mm-hmm.
That has no rhythm to it, but everyone seems to be in sync.
It's just a clap. You don't need to. You got to know how to clap.
Yeah, but I mean, like the clap is not on any beat at all. It's just when they decide to all clap together. I don't know if Iceland lives in a hive mind, or if it's just a case of like white people not having rhythm, but as a group they do.
It's like when everybody in church sings, it sounds good.
Yeah.
But if you tell every individual to sing, you'd be like, how the fuck does everybody sound better when individually everybody's terrible?
Yeah, it's a bunch of dissonant notes that come together to make one sonorous.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you make techno music. So then Peru, I don't know how. Yeah, Peru. They'll put in a gutsy performance. Sweden is like 20th, ranked 20th.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think if Sweden doesn't have Zlatan, I don't know which players are going to really like carry the Sweden team far.
They got a player or two.
Yeah.
They got a player or two. But they're average kind of players. They got Litz, what's his name? Lichtenstein. He played for Juventus, won a few Lichtenstein.
Lichtenstein, yeah.
Yeah.
Lichtensteiner, yeah.
Yeah, Lichtensteiner. So, that's the way my voice sounds is how I think about Sweden. Yeah, yeah.
I see Peru having a better showing than Sweden.
Because,
Peru's star player was out on a drug charge.
Right.
But now he is back, which is pretty incredible. And he scored a couple goals in one of their friendlies. So it was like, oh, this guy can play.
Who was the friendly against though?
Who was Peru playing against?
I'll find it.
There have been so many friendlies. I've been having trouble remembering which one was which. But there were some great friendlies, and I think
Peru. It'll pop up.
I think Peru. I don't know. Peru hasn't qualified for a World Cup in a while, so I think. There's a chance they're kind of like Panama in the way that, since they haven't been, Panama hasn't been in any World Cup before. So
they haven't. Any?
No,
oh,
the first World Cup. So there is that chance of like, oh, could they just ride out their group stage hard on feeling alone? I think you can, I think that's hard to like make that feeling last, without like great talent. And
listen, they qualified out of probably the toughest group.
Yeah.
So
US should be there.
Is Peru in CONCACAF or CONMEBOL?
I was talking about Panama specifically.
Oh, Panama. Oh, yeah. Panama's in R. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Panama's not going to be that great.
Oh, yeah. So the star player is Paulo Guerrero. So he was.
And from Panama, right?
No, this is from Peru.
Peru.
Yeah. So,
all right. So now you're confusing me, Stu.
Yeah. No, sorry. I'm jumping around. I was linking the two together because they're both relatively new to the World Cup stage.
Which one has never been in the World Cup?
Panama.
But you're talking about Peru, how good they're going to do in the group?
I think so. Yeah. I think
they're going to do good in the group based on the group that they qualified from.
Sure. Yeah.
The conference that they qualified from.
Yes, that's true. The fact that they made it from
out of a group that Chile didn't make it out of.
Yeah.
And Chile's been the best team in the world for the last 2 years, except in the Confederations Cup when Russia said, no, you're not.
Yeah, no, it's
not Russia, Germany. Said,
yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that they were able to, they've been able to play as well as they, have. There's
who now?
Peru,
right? Yeah.
I think it's a toss up between them and Denmark to make it through
with France
and Australia. I think France,
Australia, enjoy your three games.
Yeah,
it's good. Tell us how Russia is. Tell us if you ever go there individually on vacation. This is a good way to go to Russia if you're Australian. You'd never normally go there, but for a World Cup with a group of people,
yeah,
a group of your friends that you play with in a league, mm-hmm. in a league on a weekends in a country that is not good at soccer. Like the Australian Professional Soccer League is like high class, like Sunday league, you know, when you're on a Sunday league team. Nigeria is 22, Japan is 23.
Yeah, that feels high.
I mean, there's not much more to go. I mean, Serbia 24, Egypt 25th, and they got Mo Salah.
Yeah,
Australia is 26. They're just below. Senegal is 27, Panama is 28, Morocco is 29, Iran is 30th, Tunisia and Saudi Arabia is last. So that's definitely a setup.
Yeah. No, I mean, based on the CBS rankings, it's, you know, I can see why they, you know, pit Russia against Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and that's going to be a tie. Russia's not even going to get the full 3 points.
Yeah, because, I mean, Saudi Arabia has turned out some goals in the games that they play. They got a goal against Germany.
Oh, yeah?
In their friendly.
How much did they lose it by, though?
I think it was only 2-1.
2-1, all right.
Yeah. But Germany hasn't played well in their friendlies overall. You know, they've lost many of them, especially mm-hmm. leading up to the World Cup. So I don't know if that's going to affect their team confidence as far as how they fare
was,
in these games.
Was Lowe experimenting a lot?
I think he was, and I think he was trying out some different, you know, different players, but you know, he seems to have his lineup set. His lineup set, and I think it's just a matter of seeing whether someone like a Timo Werner steps up to essentially replace Klose in the World Cup on the German stage. Because Miroslav Klose, who has been the star German forward for the last four World Cups, and he's the highest scoring goal scorer in World Cup history.
Well, I was just saying, I just want everybody to know, we know he's been gone. But you're just saying,
yeah,
presence like that.
Yeah, the presence.
Replace a presence like that.
Yeah, I think right. Mario Gomez is good sometimes.
Is he still back? He's back.
I think he made the German side.
I don't think they're going to start him.
I think they're going to start people like Müller and Timo Werner, and I think I mean people have talked about it before, but I think it's crazy that they didn't pick Sané for this side. I mean,
they have a bunch of people. You should have picked him, but I get. I still think it's some shady shit. I think it was a grudge. He opted for some surgery
that they were recommending against.
That they recommended against so that he could play with them. I think it was in the Confederations Cup, and then he didn't. I don't think they forgave him. They say it's not because of that. But it's uh-huh. definitely because of that. There's no way you don't take a Sané with you. But Germany does have a good roster.
I mean, yeah.
Let's go to it. Hold on a second. Go, you talk.
I've heard that the reasons why they didn't pick Sané was because of, you know, team, the unity of the team right now is such a way that they don't want to mess with it.
Right, because and he wasn't with them with the Confederations Cup.
Yeah,
and other qualifying games, and he hasn't scored when he did play with them.
Yeah, but the German side's so stacked. I mean, they didn't pick Mario Götze, and he won the World Cup for them in the final.
Yeah, but he's fallen off since the World Cup.
Yeah,
to be
that's
honest.
True. It just seems so crazy that it can fall. It can change.
He hasn't been one of the best German players. Like he's done his thing. Like he's at. I think he went back to Dortmund.
Yeah, he's at Dortmund.
I don't even know if he starts for Dortmund all the time. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Schürrle's probably not on the team. Schürrle set up the goal and Götze scored it, and both their forms have fallen off since the World Cup.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, because it shouldn't even be an age thing. Maybe they just parted too much once they created those events. Germany. Let's go to the midfield. Their strikers. So Mario Gomez, he's old as shit. Like grandfather old.
Mm-hmm.
Marco Reus has been doing good.
Yeah.
And you said Timo, right? From Leipzig.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy can play.
All right.
He really can. And the midfield is where it's really stacked. I mean, you got Brandt, you got Draxler, you got Goretzka, you got Gundogan, you got Khedira and Kroos and Ozil and Rudy, I don't quite know as well, but yeah, it's a powerful side.
Rudy? Where's Rudy?
Sebastian Rudy
from Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much he plays. When I watch Bayern, I don't really see him.
Yeah.
But because of this stacked midfield, mm-hmm. there is no Sané.
Yeah.
But I still think you could have brought him. Khedira.
Yeah, I mean, Sammy, Khedira's, you know, the more of the veteran of the team now. Because he's played, I think, in the last couple World Cups. You know, it's just a... Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of, like, does this team have the same, you know, connection and the same... ability that the team 4 years ago had. Like, do they have the, you know, the team chemistry?
And I mean, they could have it, but if some team just has more,
yeah,
you know, then it's a wrap. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Let's see. What else were we looking at?
I mean, do you want to talk about how you see these group stages playing out?
Not really, because I'd be given a lot of uninformed advice, because my strategy would be just on name recognition to pick the top team in each group, and then it's a toss up between who's gonna, and then that team sometimes might have trouble and shock you, right?
Yeah, I mean we've
just
had...
based on history, and then some team that you expect to be second might be second, and then some team might just surprise the shit out of you. So
yeah.
I mean, if you have some stuff that you want to say about the groups, I'll just piggyback.
Yeah.
But I'm bad at betting. So that sounds like just an opportunity for me to give bad betting advice.
Yeah. I mean, I look forward to seeing how Costa Rica and Iceland in particular do in this tournament. You know, with a team like, you know, I know we've in past World Cups, there have been teams that are not considered great that end up doing very well. You know, in the 2010 World Cup, Paraguay ended up making it to the quarterfinals.
And Costa Rica and who you said?
Iceland.
And they're in the same group?
No, they are in different groups. I'm trying to remember which group is in which. Costa Rica, I believe, is...
So this is just general talk then.
Yeah, just how well they're going to do. I could see, you know, I know Iceland's in Group D, which is the group with Argentina and Croatia and Nigeria. That's an insane group, just based on how those teams have played.
Group C?
Group D.
Group D? Let me go on to Group D.
Yeah. So it's Argentina, Croatia, Iceland, and Nigeria. Now, I know Nigeria has...
They're no good.
They have the dopest uniforms in the tournament.
They do.
You should take a look at them. I saw some article that said that Nigeria's uniforms sold out after 3 million pre-sold.
Is this one of these?
It's the one on the left there.
This one?
No, on the left. That's a throwback.
This?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's a hot uniform.
You like this?
I think it's fun for something like the World Cup where you don't get to see stuff like this very often. And I think a fan.
I was expecting to see something really
This is Nike.
Yeah, you know.
It looks like a training jersey, honestly, but that is what they're wearing.
So are they hoping that a number of players they're playing, the team that they're playing has epileptic players? Are they trying to induce epileptic shocks?
Well, I'm telling you this, the the Nigeria Croatia game is going to be
checkers and this on the oh my god, that is gonna be crazy.
It's
bro,
the battle of patterns.
Oh man, this mismatch. Yeah, but you know why this is hot? Because every millennial wears like crazy shirts. They wear, millennials wear crazy dad shirts and crazy toddler shirts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. With just patterns, they mismatch patterns. So yeah, this is a hip. And as a matter of fact, whenever you see like, you know why this jersey's hot? Because it looks like when you see like a third world country, and people are wearing like clothes that nobody wants to wear that was donated.
Yeah,
this looks like a brand new donated clothing item.
Yeah, it looks like it was donated from a rave. Like,
yeah, yeah, that too.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's just I just like seeing stuff like that.
What do
that.
You like about this, Stu?
I think it's hot, and I think, you know, in the sense that I think it gives a flair to the World Cup that
this,
yeah, gives flair. That shirt is nothing but flair.
Flair. It's nothing but too much.
Now it's going to be troublesome to watch this very young Nigerian team with a very old John Obi Mikel probably not perform very well in the World Cup because they got a very tough group. They have to play Argentina.
None of the teammates are going to perform well, so he'll just be a part of everybody underperforming or just performing at a low level because that's just they got Alex Iwobi.
Yeah,
Arsenal, and he didn't get a lot of looks for Arsenal. They got Iheanacho, Leicester,
and they got Victor Moses.
They should be ranked a little bit higher.
Yeah, and I think they have the ability.
I kind of do like Mikel John Obi. He knows how to conserve his energy. He's smarter than people give him credit for.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's getting plenty of playing time in China, so. Hopefully, you know, he's fit. But yeah, I don't see Nigeria making it very far. I honestly think Iceland will upset and get second in the group behind Argentina. Just because
over Croatia.
I mean, I've seen
Rakitic.
They've got
Mateo Kovacic.
Yeah, but I can also see that side faltering.
Yeah,
you know, with that expectation,
Ivan Perisic.
Yeah, I know who's on the team. They've got good players.
So why are you still saying what you're saying?
because I see Iceland having, you know, Iceland has this team mentality, and they play so well together, and it's not going to be major victories.
I don't think Iceland's going to do here what they did in the Euros. I think, my opinion, and I could be wrong. Is they did what they did, and it's done.
You see, one hit wonder.
Yeah,
they had to qualify for this World Cup. They had to play well to do that.
Yeah, so all the teams that are gonna come last in the group had to qualify. In their groups, had to qualify too. It's yeah, qualifying. Russia's there. Saudi Arabia's there.
Russia's there because they're hosting.
They had to qualify.
They qualify out of a much easier group, which is the Asian group.
Australia's
historically
there.
So much easier to qualify. And Oceania's so much easier. Australia's been in many World Cups because Oceania's a much easier group to qualify out of.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like.
Iceland had to qualify out of.
That's why, but
Europe.
I still wouldn't use the. They had to qualify argument when I could name five teams that qualified. Panama's there.
Panama lucked out that Trinidad and Tobago showed up and the U.S. didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, you know,
Mexico's there. I'm really shitting on Mexico.
Yeah, now you're just firing indiscriminately.
Yeah. I'm not even going to tag that with what I had in mind, just in case. It's probably not the best thing.
I think Mexico, you know, I look forward to seeing how Mexico goes.
I look forward to see Mexico go home early. So all the Mexican fans that think this is a great Mexican team, it could just shut up. Like,
yeah,
like it's not. I mean, if you get further, then fine.
I think it's amazing that Rafael Marquez is still playing.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah. But I look forward to seeing, you know, Carlos Vela and Gio Dos Santos and Chicharito.
I don't look forward to see Chicharito flop. Just flop. Oh, they get some person ran by me and I felt the breeze. Their shadow tripped me. Yeah.
I think he is on track to score some great goals. I just don't see South Korea or Sweden
why not?
Eclipsing them.
Come on. It's with players like King Si-ju, the King Jing-hyung.
I love that you pronounce Kim as King.
Cho-hing-woo. King Yong-guan. Jang-hung-soo.
If you keep saying this, it's going to sound... It just sounds more and more racist with each one.
Yung Jong-sun. It's not racist, it's how these names sound. You know what's funny?
It's the way you're saying
that. You know what's funny? My niece's graduation,
mm-hmm.
She went to a private school on Long Island.
Okay.
And so the principal reads off all the names and all the names of most of the students. It's an international school. There's boarding there.
Okay. Got it.
And there's kids from Africa, different Asian countries, mm-hmm. Middle East, just everywhere. So he has to read off these names.
Yeah.
And these kids have been going to the school since junior high school up until high school.
So they had a lot of time to learn their names.
And what you have to.
Yeah.
But remember, but he also has every year of student that's going to graduate names to have to learn how to enunciate. So at the graduation, he perfectly announced everyone's name.
Wow.
But the amazing thing, creates. Well, I know he's had to practice.
Oh,
I
certainly.
Know he had to practice. Because this is the moment. Your parents flew in from where we're all over the country. That they paid you over $300,000 over several years.
Wow.
Just for this moment.
Yeah.
And in order for you to make all that money worth it, you have to say their kid's name right.
Yeah.
Or you just rip them off or out of $300,000.
Yeah.
There's one shot at that moment. So like the ice cold, this guy, that principal, I'd hire him for any, to take the last shot in any basketball game that I'm playing in. Cause he killed it.
What do you think his M&M moment was like?
He was in the
bathroom.
He's in the bathroom throwing up. Yeah, for sure.
He's got a hoodie on over his cap and gown.
Then he had to put his cap and gown on his head, tilt it, and walk out.
His hoodie's all askew because it's going over some...
Arms are sweaty. Mom, spaghetti. I don't know the rhymes, but I'm sure the principal went through that.
If you had one shot to pronounce Ben Haim appropriately.
He had one 300 shots at saying 300 kids' names right.
Yeah, I don't envy that. I
could have swore when he got to like a Kathy Brown. Whew, Kathy Brown! You know, oh, shit, here we go. Back to the...
Yeah.
But it was so crazy.
I was
thoroughly impressed because I knew I'd mess that shit up.
Yeah, I watched that happen at my own college graduation, and there was... Because because there were so many Asian kids that went to my school,
right.
And you just one after another, they're you know they're doing their
Where'd
best.
Where'd you go?
UC Berkeley.
Oh shit! Yeah,
yeah. It's just a sea of 5'6".
That's hilarious.
But then you'd also have them have to pronounce like anglicized names correctly.
Yeah.
But people would put in joke names like almost every graduation.
Assholes.
There's someone who lists the name as Mike Hunt. Mm-hmm. You just watch him read Simpsons. Mike Hunt. Yeah. It's like, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone laughs.
Mm-hmm.
As far as this World Cup is concerned, I know we got way sidetracked.
It's all good.
I talked about a couple teams that I think have the ability to do well. It's just a matter of them, you know, sort of exceeding expectations dramatically.
But when you say expectations, you mean like just getting out of the group stage.
Yeah, there's low expectations.
And then
but they could
get knocked
better.
Out after the group of 16.
Yeah.
Maybe making it to 8.
Anything's possible. It is the World Cup. These teams are in here.
I'm not impressed by those teams. I'm not.
But
I'm impressed by anybody who makes it to... If you make it to the semis and I didn't... To the quarterfinals and we didn't expect you to, I'll be impressed.
Yeah, sure.
And then the semis for sure. I'll be impressed with everybody in the semis.
But it's, you know, it's also a matter of these teams that where there is expectation, not faltering. You know, we look at we got Group G set up right here. That's, you know, Belgium, England, Panama, and Tunisia. This group is Belgium and England's to lose.
Yeah.
You know, they have the players, they have the team, but you know, if they falter, then it's a huge upset and a team like Panama can make it through to the round of 16.
Yeah, Panama, you know, might be able to pull off a tie with England.
Group H, I don't know who's going to make it. Group H is...
Is this because it sucks that bad? Well, no, Colombia, Japan, Poland.
It's a lot of what ifs.
No, I mean, just reading it, Colombia is really good because they qualify for a really tough group.
That's true. And they have some amazing players.
Their J League is kind of popping, but, you know.
Yeah, and
but
a lot
Poland,
of...
Poland, am I... just pro-Polish because it's Lewandowski. But let me see who else they got. Like, they got somebody from West Brom. Mm-hmm. Can you say that?
I'm going to guess it's Gregor Krychowiak. Krychowiak?
That sounds so racist.
Everyone knows you can't be racist against Polish people. We know this.
You're sure? They got Glick. In defense, I recognize that name.
Yeah, Glick. He's
Lukas
for a while.
Pizzezak from Borussia Dortmund.
Piszczek
from Dortmund.
Mm-hmm.
And Arthur Jędrzejczyk.
Yeah, Jędrzejczyk. Yeah,
that's funny. I think that's the last name of the fighter from the UFC. She just lost her last two fights, but she was an animal before that. That's the second time I've ever seen somebody with that name.
Yeah, that's true.
It has to be through international sport. And I mean, Poland, we're all basing Poland on Lewandowski.
Yeah, but I mean, in Senegal has Mane, so they have a star who, but you know, I don't know what the rest of their team is. You know,
you can tell by who they play for. One guy plays for Nottingham Forest. One team plays for Bordeaux. One plays
Napoli.
One guy plays at Stoke and Idris Gueye, Everton, and then
Ndoye Coyote from Birmingham,
West Ham, Birmingham second. That's in the Championship, and then Mane, Liverpool, Keita, Monaco, Saar, Rennes, Sakho, Rennes. I don't know what Amiens, but his name is easy to pronounce. I was looking at the team names to see what they play for, to see how good they are. But his name is easier to pronounce than the way this team is spelled. Because I don't even know where that team is. Stoke, Diouf, and Niang. I know Niang from AC Milan.
Yeah.
So Senegal, just reading that, they have better pedigree in their players than Poland, besides Lewandowski.
Yeah.
That's better pedigree. Like,
yeah, it's
after their goalkeepers, and so their midfield, they got the Bordeaux guys, they got a Hanover 96 guy. I know Nottingham Forest, the name recognition, but it's not in a top league in England.
Right.
So, but reading their midfielders have been places, Stoke, Everton, West Ham, and their forwards, Liverpool, Rennes, two Rennes, one Amiens, and a Stoke, and an AC Milan. I would start making some of these forwards play midfield.
Yeah, maybe.
To add some quality to it.
Yeah, it's just a matter of if this Senegal team plays well together.
Now this group just got interesting to me. And let's just go through Colombia real quick, and then we'll have to do last thoughts.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me see. How long is this? It's 11:20. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Columbia team is pretty stacked. Falcao looks to be in good form.
I know him. Listen, this team, because, well, yeah, go ahead. Falcao.
Falcao is great. I don't know too much about Baca or Borja or Muriel, but I do know, you know, they have James. They have Cuadrado, who's been playing. He's been playing pretty well at Juventus. Ospina is a good goalkeeper at Arsenal, and they're. I mean, they. What's great is after their great World Cup showing 4 years ago, a lot of these guys ended up playing at other clubs outside of Colombia, outside of South America. You know, some of them don't get as much playing time as maybe they could be getting other places. Like, I don't know how much Davinson Sanchez plays at Tottenham. I don't know how much Yeri Mina plays at
Barcelona. They bought him this year, so he's okay. A young defender. He played a decent amount.
Yeah. You know, and,
I mean,
you know,
last season. This past, yeah.
And even the guys that do play in South America, a lot of them are playing at high-level clubs. You know, Fabra's playing at Boca Juniors, where... let's see who else is in South America. So, Uribe is playing at Club America in Mexico. Quintero is playing at River Plate. So, yeah, they've got guys that are playing at strong clubs. So, it's just a matter of like, can they deliver the way they delivered, you know, 4 years ago?
This is a tough group.
Yeah, because it's really anyone's game,
except Japan.
Yeah, Japan, it's not looking good for them.
No. They're going to get squeezed to the bottom of this group.
Yep. But that's what I love about the World Cup is that, you know, people show up and people don't show up. I mean, last World Cup, both Italy and England got knocked out of their group.
Is that what you love? My pain? Huh? My pain, England getting knocked out? Let's see what else.
I mean,
let me see what else you love about the World Cup. Let me see if you're gonna love this. Like,
as a fan, while you're looking this up, as a fan of England,
Russia,
do you,
Serbia, 11, 8,
Saudi Arabia,
8 a.m. Enjoy Thursday.
Yeah,
Egypt, Uruguay. I watched this because Uruguay stand. You're gonna see, like, this guy Cavani.
Mm-hmm.
Is so underrated. Like, this is what pisses me off about England. When I saw another article this week, is Harry Kane as good as Ronaldo and Messi? And they, you know, because of his scoring in the league. And I said, hey, guys, is he as good as Cavani? Before you even get to, is he as good as the two greatest in the world?
Yeah.
Like, this guy, Harry Kane doesn't even get nominated for Player of the Year.
Right.
You know, by all the governing groups,
yeah,
all the official groups, is this motherfucker better than Cavani? Because this is a world. Is he better than Neymar? Like, stop it, bro.
Yeah. Is he better than Mo Salah?
Is he better than Mo Salah? He didn't win. He wasn't the best forward in the Premiership.
No.
So it's like, but my point is going to Cavani. Like, this is a dangerous animal right here. This is somebody who looks Cro-Magnon.
Yeah, he looks...
But...
He looks rough.
But plays erect.
Yeah.
Better than any erect man. He's in form. He has stuff to prove. Like, he's been shit on. Like, he had to play under Ibrahimovic and, like, take a step back. And he's like, finally, the team is mine. And then they brought in, like...
Neymar
and Mbappe, and then he has to score his ass off, fight for penalties.
Yeah.
And he's I like him because he's been put in a lot of tough positions, but he just produces. And he had to recover from did he have a big injury like 2 years ago?
I'm trying to remember.
I think him and Falcao had like the same injury, and they both of them have recovered. And props to Falcao for fucking recovering from it. Looked like when he was at Man U, when they got him on loan, I was like, this guy's done. It's not coming back. But it takes 2 years to come back from this fucking injury. And he's back from it. And Cavani, you know, it's like,
yeah,
this guy deserves his props, man.
Yeah, he is an underrated player. And the way he and Suarez play together is very, you know, conducive for the Uruguayan team. That's why they made it so far in the last World Cup. And
what group are they in?
They're in the group. They're in Group A with Egypt and Russia and Saudi Arabia. I could see them winning the group, no problem.
Yeah.
The you know, it's, I know, you know, their first game is against Egypt. I don't think it's not looking like Salah is going to be fit to play that first game.
So,
but he might be able to make it to the third game, maybe the second game. But those games are against Russia and Saudi Arabia. So, you know, I don't know how
that's kind of cool. Like Egypt can lose the first game and still qualify.
Yeah, I think they can. You know, it's just a matter, you know, of them being able to play that second game and being willing to play that second game without Messi.
Who's Egypt's first game against?
Uruguay.
Uruguay, okay.
So, yeah, and I think...
The two best in that group.
Yeah, and I it's just a matter of, like, you know, how does Egypt fare without Salah in the first game and probably the second?
There is no Egypt without Salah.
Yeah.
He's there, like... Listen, if Germany beat a Brazilian team without a Neymar, was it 7-1? And Brazil, mm-hmm, in the last World Cup lost to Germany 7-1 without Neymar, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Brazil's team, you could name those players. They all were on top teams in the league.
And they fell apart.
How is a no-name bunch of Egyptians going to do something in a tournament if they don't have a Mo Salah?
I don't know, but I think they're going to have to rally and they're going to have to hunker down. I think that's...
Everybody's rallying and hunker down. Everybody, well, even if you're in the top, if you're one of the top teams, you're rallying and you're hunkering down because you want to win this tournament.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be embarrassed, at least.
Yeah. I love that there are three players in the Egyptian defense alone who all have the same last name.
Hilarious.
Motaz Hafsaoui, Osama Hafsaoui, Omar Hafsaoui.
Man, their dad got around.
Yeah.
One of the guys plays for Los Angeles FC.
Yeah.
Omar Gaber.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm just glad that, you know, it's cool as... Oh, no, sorry. I was looking at Saudi Arabia. That's my bad. Not Egyptian. Oh. That makes a little bit more sense now that I think about it.
Oh, okay.
But that still makes me laugh. It looks like, I don't know.
English foreign writing.
Yeah. I hope that Salah can, you know, recover to play in two of these group stage games.
Yeah, at least two.
It would be a he's been playing so well in the Premiership. You know, it's one of those things where, like, he deserves to be seen on this world stage.
Yeah, hopefully he'll get out there.
Yeah. And I hope that, you know, I don't know if it works out mathematically, but it would be fun to see them get to play against Spain in some context and have him wrestle Sergio Ramos to the ground.
Hilarious. So, and then I'll just mention one rumor or talk that we're looking at it now on the screen. Real Madrid is going to try to get Neymar from PSG for 307 million.
Wow.
Pounds. Is that pounds or euros?
That's pounds.
That's pounds. All right. So, but also they're also trying to think of hiring Tita, the Brazilian coach, to help kind of guarantee that they get him too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rumor. So, but all these things will be settled during and after, mostly after the World Cup.
Yeah, I also heard that Ronaldo was thinking about leaving Real Madrid because they weren't offering him as much money as he was hoping for. But Real Madrid's kind of hunkering down. And
I can see them moving on. You have to at some point. You got the best out of him, you know.
Mm-hmm. You got all, you
and
got,
and it is a business.
Yeah, they got,
and they let him have the run of the land. And mm-hmm. then at a time, they're gonna be like, listen, man, they gave up on Iker Casillas. They gave up on Raul, like people mm-hmm. who were born in their colors.
They gave up on James.
Well, they bought him. So
yeah, I know, they bought him, but they quickly cast him aside. Yeah.
Like, I don't know how long, as long as I can remember, Casillas was at Real Madrid. I don't know if he came there, but he was long there long enough to be like, he's Real Madrid. Raul, like we could look it up, but I think
he was there a significant portion of his career.
His entire life. I'm going to remove this jersey. Let me confirm these things.
get this hot jersey off the screen. It was one of those things where, I don't fault Real Madrid for, starting to look towards a future past someone like Ronaldo or.
So he was at Atletico Madrid. Raul was 87 to 90, San Cristobal,
yeah.
Okay, and then 90 to 92, Atletico Madrid, the enemy. And then 92, why does I say 92 to 94?
This is youth career.
Real Madrid, that's youth. So since he was a kid, senior career, 94 to 2010.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Long fucking time.
16 years with any club is a blessing for any pro football player. Will Neymar go there? Will
Casillas?
Will they grab
current team Porto? Mm-hmm. Youth career Real Madrid. Entire life.
Yeah.
Up until 2015, Real Madrid.
Yeah, he played for 16 years.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, man, Ronaldo, thank you for your seven or eight or nine years. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. They might get Neymar. They might get Ed Hazard. They could get, I know they were talking about.
And they want to get De Gea. De Gea.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That's part of the argument with Zidane and what's his face, the guy that runs the show over there. He's like the guy's always trying to assemble an all-star team, and he's like, Keylor Navas is good, we don't need the guy.
Yeah,
it's like, he said, we won three Champions League with him.
Yeah, that's true.
And he wants Hazard, and he don't need this team, so
yeah, we'll see.
All right, so any last World Cup thoughts? We didn't get to cover a lot of things because we got shit to do. We got to prepare for this thing. I got a month of just going nowhere.
I got a month of weird sleep schedule.
Yeah, weird sleep schedule to get adjusted.
I am going
to
be in London at the end of the month. So I'm going to be there like the last week of June. So I'm looking forward to watching some of these games in England. I'm missing both England games while I'm there. I think England's playing right as I'm flying out there and right after I leave.
Oh, shit.
But it'll be fun to watch these
everybody
other games.
Else. How long are you going to be there for?
I'll be there for a week. I'll be there from
any shows? Or?
Yeah, I'll be there from June 25th to July 2nd, or I'm flying back July 2nd. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a few shows. You can look at my website, StuartThompsonComedy.com, to find out where those shows are. I've got a few in London, and I got one in Liverpool.
All right, congrats and dope.
Thanks, man.
And me, where am I? I'll be in town this week. At the Comedy Store. And we've got an Ice House show coming up. Follow me on Twitter at Ian Edwards Comic. And I'll tweet out dates and times. And I'll be in Vegas in two weekends in July. From July 4th to the 8th. And then the third week in July, which I don't remember right now. But I'll be at the Vegas Comedy Cellar. And I'll be with Rogan at the Mirage on July 6th. And thanks for coming through, man. So you're going to come over and watch the games?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, come over and watch games, and we'll go to the parlor if they're open. I think they will be open for some of the earlier game.
Okay.
I'll drive by there and ask them what their World Cup schedule is going to be.
Yeah.
It's fun watching games there last World Cup.
Yeah, no, I was bouncing around to different places 4 years ago, but it's always nice to watch it at a place that is...
Yeah, because
friendly to World Cup fans.
Yeah, yeah. And when I kept going there... Sometimes when I get there and the game is about to start, and there's a line outside. The guy's like, "Just come in." He's like, "Fuck these new people."
But they know you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, so it should be fun, man. Enjoy the World Cup. This is fun. It's gonna be a fucking amazing. Some of the games will be bad, but some of them will be amazing. And
yeah.
some of them will be mediocre, but
yeah.
good spirits, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to live tweeting them, and I'm probably also going to write some recaps. So I'll be posting those on my social media @StuartBThompson on Twitter and Instagram.
Dope. Thanks for coming through, fam.
Of course, man.
All right.